The Rewards of Bible Study, April 2. If, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning, NKJV. Great light was given to the Reformers, but many of them received the sophistry of error through misinterpretation of the Scriptures. These errors have come down through the centuries, but although they be hoary with age, yet they have not behind them a thus saith the Lord. For the Lord has said, I will not alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. In his great mercy the Lord has permitted still greater light to shine in these last days. To us he has sent his message, revealing his law and showing us what is truth. In Christ is the fountain of all knowledge. In him our hopes of eternal life are centered. He is the greatest teacher the world has ever known, and if we desire to enlarge the minds of the children and youth, and win them, if possible, to a love of the Bible, we should fasten their minds upon the plain and simple truth, digging out that which has been buried beneath the rubbish of tradition, and letting the jewels shine forth. Encourage them to search into these subjects, and the effort put forth will be an invaluable discipline. The unfolding of God, as represented in Jesus Christ, furnishes a theme that is grand to contemplate, and that will, if studied, sharpen the mind, and elevate and ennoble the faculties. As the human agents learn these lessons in the school of Christ, trying to become as Christ was, meek and lowly of heart, they will learn the most useful of all lessons, that intellect is supreme only as it is sanctified by a living connection with God. The greatest wisdom, and most essential, is the knowledge of God. Self sinks into insignificance as it contemplates God in Jesus Christ whom he hath sent. The Bible must be made the foundation for all study. Individually we must learn from this lesson book, which God has given us, the condition of the salvation of our souls, for it is the only book that tells us what we must do in order to be saved. Not only this, but from it strength may be received for the intellect.